On the show today, we have Web Strategy's very own Chris Leone and Brandon Fry talking about a survey they just completed. They were serving 1,000 consumers how to better understand their banking preferences. And this is going to be a series because there's a lot to this survey, obviously. And so in this first part of probably like a 3 or 4 part series, Chris Leone comes on and gives us kind of a lay of the land of the survey. And then Brandon came on and talked about the very first question that they asked, and that was, which types of financial institutions are people, members or consumers of based on their age? And just to give you an example, 61% under 45 are members of online banks. So if that isn't a wake-up call, I don't know what is. So that's just an example of what we'll be talking about in not only in this part, but in the continuation of the series in the next few weeks. So really good stuff here from Brandon and Chris. Check it out. All right, hey, you guys are always up to really cool stuff in your laboratory. You guys get your white jackets on, your beakers and Bunsen burners and stuff, and do some really cool surveys and projects and stuff on the marketing side of things, and always enjoy having you guys on. And most recently, you guys just conducted a survey of 1,000 consumers. Is that all? Oh my gosh, to better understand their banking preferences. So Chris, I'm going to let you take it from here. Just kind of give us an overview of what's going on, the focus and who you talk to, all that good stuff.
Absolutely, Mike. So number one rule of marketing, know thy customer.
Indeed. 101.
Know thy customer.
Yes.
And as a marketing agency that specializes in serving credit unions, the more we can understand about a credit union member or just consumers in general as it relates to how they bank, the better that we can do our job, yeah. The more that we can help credit unions attract more members, get more loans, all that kind of good stuff. Mm-hmm. So to that end, we are always reading reports and trying to find information and data about how people use financial institutions, what their preferences are, what the trends are, all that kind of good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the problem with that approach is that the data that we can find isn't as specific as we need it to be, right? So for example, we might find great reports out there, but it's like global data, or it's consumers in Europe, or it's maybe people in the US, but it's not specific to credit unions, or it's really not designed to assist a credit union marketer in helping them do their job based off of their unique constraints or challenges that they deal with in being a credit union marketer. So you always have to run this information and data through some kind of processing filter to say, does this apply to me as a credit union?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? So it kind of distills it down a little bit, or dilutes it, I should say, dilutes it a bit. All right. So since we couldn't find the information that we wanted in its purest form, we went out and we got it for ourselves.
Good for you.
So we commissioned a survey, and we surveyed people all across the US, and we asked questions around their preferences and behaviors. But before we got into those types of questions, we asked, are you a credit union member? Mm-hmm. If you're a credit union member, do you use the credit union as your primary financial institution or PFI? Mm-hmm. Or do you maybe just have a checking account and a single loan with them? Or are you not a credit union member at all? And then we asked other things around, you know, age and location and things like that.
Right.
So what that allows us to do is understand behavior and preferences based on people's age and their relationship or lack of relationship with a credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And we found all kinds of interesting and actionable insights from this report. And that is what we're here to talk about today.
Yeah. I like how you boiled it down in a nutshell. There was one other thing I wanted to get to before, because you told me before the interview that there was a cool thing about how you guys captured the data, that you can separate the responses by age and whether or not they've already a member. Can you just share that real quick about just kind of this unique aspect of capturing the data here?
Yeah. Again, I think, you know, when we look through this data and we go out and we find other research out there, it's usually just saying consumers in the United States or millennials or just kind of these general segments and categories.
Mm-hmm.
We said, okay, that's good. But I also want to know, are you currently a credit union member? Are you not a credit union member? If you're a credit union member, are you like a credit union member who's full in, who uses it as the primary financial institution,
yeah.
or
yeah.
you kind of half in? And so we can slice and dice this data and all these responses by not only age, not only region, but also if they use a credit union, if they use an online only bank, if they
wow.
use a traditional bank and all
oh
that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Super cool. That's going to be to really slice and dice it up like that's really going to be telling for sure. So Brandon, I'm coming to you now. So let's dive into the findings here real quickly. So which types of financial institutions are people member of based on age? So can you talk about this one real quick, the types of financial institutions?
Yeah. So this question is basically select all that apply.
Okay.
So you don't just have to select one. And the options are banks with physical locations, credit unions with physical locations, or online only banks.
Okay.
So they basically can choose if they're, you know, customers of both or multiple, they'd select that. And it's really interesting for people that are younger than 45, 61% of them are actually members of an online only bank.
Really? Oh my gosh. That's a huge number.
Large percentage. That's about half of, so somewhere around like 35% of those above 45 are members of an online only bank. So it's a big difference.
Yeah.
And you know, that's not surprising knowing just how accessible the banks are now and how people that are younger than 45 are willing to, you know, go and search for whatever they need. They're not necessarily as loyal to one business that they've always been doing their financial business with. Right. So Not super surprising there. But another thing that's interesting is that of those people that use a credit union as their primary financial institution, still half of them are also using an online-only bank. And about half of them are also using a traditional bank. So it appears that though there's people are using a credit union, they're also using other banks to do their financial, at least people that are younger than 45.
Right.
That seems to be most common. So what does that mean though?
Yeah.
You know, that means there's a lot of competition out there. You're not just competing against the banks and credit unions in your region. You're really competing with any bank that can do that, serves customers just online.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're constantly getting compared to those online only banks. So if it's harder for users to accomplish what they're trying to do with your credit union, that you're creating more friction in that experience. And, you know, I think those, especially those members that are younger than 45 are more likely to leave because they have that exposure to online only banks and how easy, how accessible it is, how just seamless the whole experience is to do their financial business. So I think that's interesting. What can you do with it? What's actually actionable? I think something that I don't see a lot of credit unions doing is calling out what users can do through online and mobile banking. We've actually seen a big shift in a lot of our credit union clients that we work with actually revamping their online and mobile banking to make it better. So basically be able to compete with online only banks. And so really calling that out and showing in your marketing, so on your website and email and advertising, what people can do and how easy it is. So they know that it's, you know, you're not just a credit union that's kind of stuck in the past and has antiquated systems, but you're actually making the experience better for people. And it can compare, it can stack up with some of the best mobile and online banking apps that are out there.
Yeah.
Really making sure that comes across in your marketing is super important. So you can't change the perception of everyone in the field of membership for credit unions, but you can certainly change that perception for people that come to your website and kind of see your advertising. Yeah. So focusing maybe a little bit more on that, the things that you can do and how you make it simple for them is a big takeaway because of how many people are seeing other options for banks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the operative word there, choices. You got choices, choices.